Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Now here's your host, Michelle Bond.
Welcome to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. I'm the wholeness coach who shines light on what you put into your body, and I am also the founder of the Bond Method, bonding you and your wholeness together, mind, body, and spirit. And you'll hear more about that towards the end of the show. I'm very excited about our show today. I have got Dr. Kondrat here, and we're going to be talking about how to save your eyesight, which I'm sure a lot of people are interested in that. But before we get going, Brian's in the house. Hey, Brian.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing extraordinarily well. Great to be here today again for another episode of the Michelle Bond Show.
Well, I'm glad you're here. So did you have a good weekend?
I sure did. I'll tell you what we had. We had Fall Fest here in the city of Westerly. We had Buzz Fest, so it was a blast.
Oh, wow. All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. I tell you, I really love this time of year. And it's because we're shifting into fall and the summer bounty is coming in, leaps and bounds. At least it is out here in the Pacific South, in the Northwest. And I spent the whole weekend putting up tomatoes. Can you believe that? Yeah. All those tomatoes that I was talking about last week, well, my garden just went nuts. And I took the pictures, and I'm going to put them on my Facebook once I figure out how to upload the pictures. Anyway, of all these tomatoes that were in my garden. So I had to hurry up and put them up before they went bad. And I made roasted tomato soup, and I got inspired for this recipe from Tyler Florence. It is to die for. Let me just tell you, better than anything you'll buy in a can or in a box. I made roasted tomato sauce, and then I made roasted tomato spicy sauce. I love roasting the tomatoes because it brings out the flavor, and I do not do it at a high heat because if you do it at a real high heat, you're going to kill it. So the highest you want to go is 365. Then you start anything higher than that, the oils are going to start to become rancid and they turn carcinogenic. So you don't want to do it. But it brings out the sweetness of the vegetables, of the flavor, of the fruit. So I've roasted these tomatoes with some onion and turned them into different types of sauces, and they are wonderful. I even made homemade ketchup. Have you ever heard of that, Brian, homemade ketchup?
No. What is that?
Well, it's just like ketchup, except you make it yourself, and it tastes way better than what you buy in the store.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is that I was starting to run out of ideas. I mean, there's only so much tomato sauce you can make, right? So I went through some old gourmet magazines that I had from 2008 and 2009, and they had a recipe in there, and they had actually gotten it from recipes that they were using back in the early 1900s. So I made it, and it's delicious. And my husband and I are eating more plant-based food, so this week I'm going to make split pea veggie burgers, and we're going to put it on that. I can't wait. I also made lentils with tomatoes and carrots, and what I have discovered is that when the recipes call for, lots of times they'll call for 28 ounces or 32 ounces of canned whole tomatoes, and then you stick them in your food processor and blend them up so that they become a puree, is that you don't need to do that. You can take your organic tomatoes that you've grown in your garden, take 2 pounds of them, throw them in your, take the cores out first, quarter them, throw them in your food processor, puree it up, and there you are. You've got the same thing, and it's way more healthy because it's out of your garden, it's organic, and it hasn't been canned, so you're not getting the leaching of the chemicals from the can and the heavy metal toxicity of the aluminum. So that's the deal. So hopefully there are some tips there that people can take and use when they are putting up their foods. But I can hardly wait because the apples are coming, and then I'm going to put up apple jelly and apple butter and all this yummy stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway.
Melt there, my friend.
It's great. But too bad that you're out there on the East Coast and I'm here on the West Coast, because last week when I did my show in Seattle, I brought some tomatoes to my engineers there. But I would bring you tomatoes, but I can't because you're on the East Coast. And I definitely,
would that be Benny?
Yes. So I brought some to Benny and Taylor, both of them.
Uh-huh.
And if I ship the tomatoes to you, I don't think they're going to be so good when they arrive.
Probably not.
Okay, enough of this. We have got Dr. Kondrat here talking to us about how to save our eyesight. Welcome, Dr. Kondrat. How are you?
Well, it's such a pleasure to be on your show. And you know what? You have me salivating here. All this talk about tomatoes. And tomatoes, hey, tomatoes are great for your eye.
Yes, that's the reason why I was talking about them today. Because I figured you'd give some insight on that.
That's a good introduction. I grow my own tomatoes, and I struggled for 10 years trying to grow tomatoes in Phoenix, Arizona, and now I'm struggling in Florida. One climate, we fight the dryness, and now I'm fighting the rain. So I could use some tips on how to keep my tomatoes healthy.
Well, I can tell you, I used to have a house in Phoenix, and so I know what you're talking about. The sun there gets so darn hot that it just bleaches, it just burns everything up. And so what you have to do if you're growing tomatoes there is you have to get a screen. You know, they make those green tarpy things just for that,
right,
that you put over your tomatoes to protect them from the sun.
I had tomatoes actually explode. They got so hot, the tomatoes exploded and ruptured. So,
yeah, it's not good, not good. And then with the rain, you get too much rain, you can get mildew or mold on your tomato trees, and then that, or not trees, your bushes. And that's not good because it kind of kills them. So you have to make sure that you're using maybe a drip watering system so that the leaves don't get wet. But you probably don't even have to water much there in Florida if you're getting a lot of rain.
No, we get rain every day. I think I've given up on keeping the tomatoes healthy in the summertime. You really got to grow them in the fall or spring. Forget about
there you
the summer. Too hot, too much rain. So I'm actually getting my tomatoes ready for October or November crop.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, because around there your seasons are so mild, you could do that. Yeah, up here we couldn't in the wintertime because we get snow and it gets too cold and wouldn't work. But yeah, down there in Florida, yeah, that's a good idea. There you go. You found the answer yourself.
Okay, thank you very much. The Right Now Show has been a lot of value for me. I don't know if I can help your listeners, but you've helped me.
Okay. All right. Dr. Kondrat is the president of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association, and he has founded the Healing the Eye and Wellness Center, located north of Tampa, Florida. And this center offers alternative and homeopathic routes to vision therapies known as a Kondrat program. And the program focuses on such conditions such as macular degeneration, glaucoma, dry eye, cataracts, and other things. Now, this is a question I have for you, because you're talking about the 10 essentials to saving your eyesight. And one of the main ones, of course, is through diet, nutrition, and leading a healthy lifestyle, exercising, taking sure that you're eating all organics, and so you're not getting toxicities from chemicals and heavy metals and all that. Now, what do you say to somebody who has a diet like this, is very healthy, but yet as they are aging, their eyes are starting to get bad, and they can't really see to read, and they have to whip out the cheaters and all. Do you have anything to say about that?
Well, in that situation, you're not really talking about a serious eye disorder like macular degeneration or glaucoma. When you have to pull out the cheaters and readers, then you're dealing with a problem with the function of the eye. And I do believe that you know, healthy lifestyle is essential. You know, good balanced diet, proper hydration, and also relaxation around the eye. You know, people carry stress in their eyes. By golly, you know, during the day, they just don't rest their eyes. They're on the computer, they're texting, and so much of our energy is put into a small focal area. You know, the human eye was meant to be out in nature, stimulating our peripheral vision, looking at distance. So one of the best things you can do is to relax your eyes by looking at distance. Take a walk, utilize that peripheral vision. And I like an exercise called palming. This was developed by Dr. William Bates in the early 1900s. And you close your eyes and put the palm of your hand over your eyes. And it's kind of like a meditation. And at the same time, our body has some electromagnetic energy, which kind of goes into the eye to help relax those eye muscles. So relaxation. And I'm age 63, and I'm proud to say I don't need glasses for distance or reading.
I am envious. I'm very envious of you.
So I know that this works. Mm-hmm. And I talk about that in my book, some of these eye exercises. And I really believe that people follow the 10 essentials to save your sight. You can, you know, reduce the need for your cheaters and maybe even eliminate them.
Okay, well, that's good news. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking more about ways to save your eyesight with Dr. Kondrat. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality on WBLQ, 1230 AM, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show. Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. We are here with Dr. Kondrat, and we are talking about saving your eyesight. Now, before the break, we were talking about what happens to your eyes as you age, and that by using these exercises in the book, you can, you know, make that happen less and less, and maybe even do away with your cheaters. But there's a much more serious eye issue that we were talking during the break, the doctor and I, about macular degeneration and how ophthalmologists don't really know what to do with that. And it's very scary for people, but you have kind of found a way of helping people with that.
Well, it's not that ophthalmologists don't know what to do with it. I think they just approach the disease in the wrong way. You know, they use harmful petrochemical drugs to try to reduce inflammation and maybe surgical procedures or laser. And they just don't look at the underlying problem. And macular degeneration clearly is a disease that can be accelerated by the normal aging process or heavy metal toxicity, poor oxygenation, poor nutrition. So, you know, if you look and address at each of these areas, it could be the underlying cause. You know, you'll heal the body and heal the eye in a natural way, instead of ignoring the underlying cause and resorting to, you know, serious and hazardous, you know, procedures that really don't treat the underlying problem. So I see a lot of people, either who have been dissatisfied with the conventional medical treatment, or they've just been abandoned by ophthalmologists. You know, nothing more can be done. And forget about taking vitamins, or your diet has nothing to do with it. And it really angers me when I see patients that have been told that. And I say, my goodness, your diet is everything. You got to clean up your diet. You got to evaluate you for heavy metal poisoning. You got to look at underlying factors, such as emotional factors that might be contributing to your eye problem. And, you know, you systematically begin to look at these factors, and lo and behold, their health improves and their vision improves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how people come to us. Either they've given up on the conventional medicine and they're disgruntled, or finally, you know, the conventional medicine says they can't do anything, and then they come to us because they have nowhere else to turn. I get the same thing. Sometimes I wish people would just come to me to begin with. It would be so much easier to save them, but all of us a lot of hassle, right?
Yeah, food is your best medicine.
Mm-hmm. It is. And you can eat your way to better health. You can eat your way, like if you have a health care challenge, you can eat your way to health, pure perfect health. You certainly can. And so, So now this heavy metal toxicity, what types of heavy metal toxicities are you talking about in the eyes?
I would say well over 80% of the patients that I see have elevated lead. It's shocking. And, you know, when I evaluate that by doing a urine challenge test, let me just make a comment that the wrong way of checking someone for lead is doing a urine test or a blood test, because you could be dying of lead poisoning and your urine's going to be normal, because the lead doesn't stay in your urine. It goes into your fat, your bone, your eye, and your brain. So you need to do a challenge test. You take some chelating agents, and then you begin collecting your urine over 6 hours, drinking a lot of water, and then you can truly evaluate the toxic load that is in the body. And then when we identify whether it's lead, cadmium, mercury, then we develop a program to remove the heavy metals. And the most common way is chelation therapy.
Mm-hmm. Using a mixture. Yeah, I've been getting a lot of clients lately who I'm kind of shocked, who have lead arsenic poisoning and a lot of that. And people coming to me where they think they have arthritis, and it turns out it's not arthritis. They have lead arsenic is built up in their joints. And I use a different method to getting the toxins out of there. But people don't realize this. They're getting this because then the question is, okay, well, we know that there's lead in paint, right? And so now they put a ban on having lead in paint, and they have specific ways that if you're going to take paint out of a house that has lead paint, you have to follow these routines and guidelines so it doesn't get into the environment and all. So where are people getting this lead from? And also, it's not in the gasoline anymore. We're taking it out. Where is it coming from? It's coming from pesticides and herbicides. That's where it's coming from.
Oh, so, and also, I was under the assumption that unleaded gasoline had no lead. That is mm-hmm. false. Unleaded gasoline has reduced lead.
And so it still has some lead in it.
Still has some lead in it.
Okay.
The other interesting thing I learned is that as women age, when they develop early osteoporosis, a lot of us will store the lead in our bones. It'll be safely stored in our bones. And as we age and as we get osteoporosis, then boom, the lead's released into the body. So in that postmenopausal period, you have a high risk of releasing lead into your body, which is then going to cause problems with your eyes, your neurological system. So that's an additional reason to do exercise, do bone strengthening exercise, make sure you get plenty of sunlight, take your vitamin D, and keep your bones healthy.
Yeah, because when you are deficient in calcium, the lead attaches on because the lead and calcium have similar components. And so when you're deficient in certain, because there's people, some people who are more susceptible to heavy metal toxicities than other people. And what they found is that a lot of people who have more, who are more susceptible to the heavy metal toxicities are because they have nutritional deficiencies, especially in certain minerals. And so for calcium and magnesium, lead tends to adhere to it if you're deficient. And so that would be the reason why, okay, these women are getting osteoporosis because they are calcium deficient in their bones and the lead's been there. And so now it's leaching out. That would make perfect sense to me.
You know, you got to get that lead out, and I clearly think that elevated lead is linked to the formation of cataracts, mm-hmm. and that's probably the most common cause of decreased vision as we get older. And also, cataracts are a contributing factor to the need for cheaters, because you know the cataract is kind of like an opacification or calcification of the lens. The lens is normally nice and flexible. So as you get older, that lens loses its flexibility, and you're no longer able to focus properly. So I think removing the lead can help improve the ability of the eye to focus.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize that that it was a cause of cataracts, but that makes sense. You know, it's great. Now, this is something that surprised me. You say here that fish oils are harmful for your eyes. Do you mind explaining that?
Oh, we may get into an argument here. when I first heard Professor Brian Peskin speak, this was probably about 5 years ago. I was at the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medicine. He got up and started making all these claims that fish oil is harmful to the body, on and on and on. And you know what? I got up and walked out of the room. I thought the guy was nuts. So then I was talking to my good friend, Dr. Robert Rowan, who's a brilliant alternative doctor. He's the editor of Second Opinion magazine.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm
he
familiar
told
with
me,
him.
He said, Ed, he said, Peskin is right. I said, you're kidding me. And Robert told me, he said, I've been investigating his work for the last 2 years. And he is right on every account. So here's the problem. Now, I'm not against omega oils. As we know, we especially need omega-3 for the eye, and we also need omega-6, is you need plant-based oils. The problem with fish oils, they are derivative oils. They're not from the parent. The derivative oils are a little longer chain fatty acid, and they're not absorbed by the cell as readily as the parent oils. So you need the natural oils that come from the plants, not the derivative that are manufactured by the fish. The second problem is that all fish oils become rancid at room temperature. And I don't know that many people who diligently refrigerate their fish oil. And then when you buy the fish oil, you know, God only knows how long it's been on the shelf in the health food store or how it was shipped. So rancid oils are extremely toxic. The third reason is that I don't care what the manufacturers say in the marketing hype, fish oil contains mercury. And it is so tough to remove mercury from a human being, I just have no idea the magical process they use to remove mercury from fish. So those are the three main reasons. And plus, there's been a lot of supportive studies that show that fish oil actually leads to an increased incidence of diabetes. Fish oil has absolutely no effect on cardiovascular disease. I think that was recently published in JAMA. And actually, fish oils may increase arterial rigidity. So after, you know, really having a long discussion with Dr. Rowan, in fact, he feels so strongly about this, he and Professor Peskin are coming out with a book on the dangers of fish oil.
That's very interesting. We have to take another quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more. You're listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Somebody's gonna hurt someone before the night is through. Somebody's gonna come undone. There's nothing we can do.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Cold late night so long ago. Welcome back to The Michelle Bond Show. Thank you, Brian, for that.
Seattle's own.
That's right, baby. I love it. Okay, we are talking with Dr. Kondrat about ways to save your eyesight. And before the break, we were talking about fish oil and why they actually are harmful for your eyes instead of good for your eyes, which is what a lot of people think of. Now, I have a question for you, Dr. Kondrat. What about, okay, the wild salmon oil? What about that? Because well, that supposedly doesn't have mercury in it, but you say it does.
Well, I'm not against eating fish. It's just taking the oils in high doses. So I'm all for eating wild Alaskan salmon and occasionally having fish in your diet, which I think is extremely healthy. It's taking excessive amounts of fish oils, fooling yourself that it's improving your cardiovascular system and helping your eyes, when in fact it may be causing more harm based on some of the articles that I mentioned.
Okay.
I think you're much
awesome. Oh, go ahead.
With plant-based omega oils.
So your flaxseed.
Flaxseed, barrage, primrose oil, all those oils.
And so those oils don't turn rancid, like evening primrose oil doesn't turn rancid, even if you don't refrigerate it. I know some flaxseed oil you have to refrigerate, but.
I'm not sure. I think some of the oils will turn rancid, but they don't turn rancid as rapidly as, the fish oils do.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
that's very interesting.
I still think you have to be careful. I still think you have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, during the break, we were talking about using carrots as a way to help protect your skin against sun damage versus taking astaxanthin or astaxanthin, however you want to say it. Nobody can pronounce it. Because that's one of the big things about that is to take that because it keeps your skin from burning, especially if you're fair. You can go out into the sun and be able to get the amount of sun that you need for your vitamin D without burning. So why carrots?
Well, if you ever ate a lot of carrots, your skin's going to be an orangish, yellowish tinge to it. And
right.
I think the bioflavonoids and the phytonutrients will have a protective effect from the ultraviolet light. So that may be one method. Of course, it's anecdotal. I just suggested on break that, why don't you give it a try? And it could be a lot less expensive. And
then I'll be orange.
Hey, and orange,
I'll
you
be
look
running
great.
Around all orange. Light.
And all the rabbits will be chasing after you. And then you can grow carrots next to your tomatoes.
Actually, I do that.
Carrots and tomatoes do very well together. So,
oh my gosh, that's fine. Okay, now there's another thing. There's another thing you've got here. Sunglasses can actually harm your eyes.
hard to believe.
Yeah.
But I do think that sunglasses are causing more harm. Only be blocked if you have ultraviolet A and B blocking properties in the lens. You could have a pair of sunglasses that are crystal clear, like a clear window glass, mm-hmm. that can block 100% of the UVA and UVB. So when you do select sunglasses, make sure they have UVA and UVB properties. Now, there's something else. I believe, what is the biggest nutritional deficiency that people are talking about right now?
Vitamin D.
And the reason is people are not getting enough sunlight. Mm-hmm. I mean, my God, we have that beautiful sun up there, and that's the best way to get vitamin D is to get a moderate amount of exposure of ultraviolet light. I also think that it is necessary that a moderate amount of ultraviolet light gets into your eye. There's a couple of reasons for that. In the eye, we have cones. It's an element that receives color, and it's good for our sharpest vision. We have cone receptors that receive red, blue, and green, and also ultraviolet cone receptors. Now, why would God put ultraviolet receptors in the back of our eye if they were not meant to receive ultraviolet light? There was also an interesting study done at Wills Eye Hospital. They discovered that rabbit retinal pigment epithelium will not regenerate unless they have low levels of ultraviolet light. So I believe that a total lack of ultraviolet light going into the eye can lead to degeneration, like macular degeneration. So we need ultraviolet light in moderation. You know, too much of anything will be harmful. Too much oxygen will kill you. Too much water. So we do need a moderate amount of ultraviolet light. And I think people have become so deathly afraid of ultraviolet light, it's leading to a lot of health problems, including eye problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you, because I used to live in L.A. before I moved up here, and everybody's out in the sun and all, but, you know, we're all putting on all that 30 and 45, you know, SPF, whatever it is, sunscreen, so we can be out there in the sun later, and, you know, and it's just not healthy, because that lotion is loaded with tons of toxins, you know, and your skin absorbs all that because it's the largest organ on your body. And whatever you put on your skin, your body, it gets absorbed into your body. So, so it needs to be done in moderation. And that's why I like that. I know you said no, but that's why I like the astaxanthin, because I found that part of it not to be hype, because they hype it for your eyes and for your memory and your brain and just all kinds of things and your joints. But I have found that that actually does work, because with that, I can go out in the sun, because I used to be very paranoid about getting in the sun. But I was able to go out in the sun for long enough to get the necessary requirements of vitamin D for my body without burning. And that's huge. And this is the only time I've been able to do that since I've been taking that astaxanthin. So, yeah. So I agree with you there. We need more vitamin D, and we need to get it the best way is through the sun. And salmon also has vitamin D in it too. So that's a good one. Now it is time for, because we've been talking about oils, it is time, Brian, for the What the Bleep Is That?
Oh, all righty, coming right up.
Okay. Well,
Vons, what the segment?
Say. Okay, the What the Bleep of That is coconut oil today. So, Dr. Kondrat, do you have something to say about coconut oil?
I have a lot to say about coconut oil. Well, not a lot. I'm probably not as knowledgeable as you are about coconut oil. But coconut oil is probably one of the best oils for cooking. If you are going to fry your food, use coconut oil. It doesn't break down like a lot of the other vegetable oils, canola oil and things like that. And to my knowledge, coconuts have not yet been genetically modified, like so much of our canola oil and other oils.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is the interesting thing. What do you believe the smoke point to be of coconut oil? Or do you know?
What was the question? I'm sorry.
The smoking point, the smoke point of coconut oil?
Oh, no, I'd just be guessing.
Yeah, because this is something that I found, because when oils reach their smoke point, now they're breaking down and they're becoming rancid, right? They become a carcinogen. You agree with that?
I agree, yes, 100%.
Yeah. So I was under the assumption that coconut oil had a very high smoke point, and like 400, 425, something like that. And then I was reading Martha Stewart magazine, and this was her June 2013 issue, and she said it had a smoking point of 325 degrees. Now, that's not high. That's low. That's very low. And so I had to, so I did some research on it. And what I found out, because everybody's hyping saying that coconut oil is fabulous for cooking and all because it's got a high smoke point and it doesn't turn rancid when you cook with it, is that it has a smoking point of 351 degrees. And do you know how much the smoking point is on olive oil? It is 380 degrees. So olive oil still actually is a better oil to cook with. And we're going to discuss more of this. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be back with Dr. Chondroit talking about your eyes and more about what the bleep and philosophy tip of the day. So stay tuned.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together, and visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for Leading Edge Empowering Knowledge and Information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams.
Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to the Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. Before the break, we were talking about coconut oil because that's what the bleep today. And there's a lot of hype around that. So it's been hyped that it's a better oil to cook with because it holds up better than all the other vegetable oils. But its smoke point is 351 degrees, whereas olive oil smoke point is 380 degrees, which means that holds up better. So you can cook with your olive oil. Just don't get it over 380 degrees, especially when you're roasting. Only roast up to 365 and you'll be doing good. Your vegetables and everything roast just fine at that temperature. Just don't crowd them. That's what causes an issue is when you put too many of them on there and then they steam instead of roasting. And you should be good. And another thing it's being hyped up is that it's good for the heart because it has lauric acid. But lauric acid is actually a saturated fat, and it increases the cholesterol levels, not only by raising the good cholesterol levels, but it also raises the bad cholesterol levels. And there are 9 health organizations across the United States, Europe, and internationally that recommend against high consumption of it because of this fact. And a lot of people are claiming, well, you know, the people in the tropics eat a lot of coconut and they eat a lot of coconut oil and they have a lower rate of heart disease than we do. But there's a lot more that goes into that than just them eating coconut oil. And actually, they don't eat that much coconut oil. They drink a lot of coconut water straight from the coconuts. And we all know that's really good for you. It has loaded with potassium and electrolytes and minerals and vitamins. And they use a lot of coconut milk, which they make themselves, which is derived from taking the flesh of the coconut, putting it in a blender with water, blending it up, and then straining it. And they use that in their curries. And so that way you're not getting a whole lot of oil. If they use the oil, they're using it very little. The other thing about the coconut, if you are going to use it, you do need to make sure that you're getting organic virgin coconut oil because the other stuff is processed with chemicals and all kinds of stuff you would not believe. Let me just tell you, honey, we don't have time to go in that now, but it is. So make sure you're using organic. And the other thing is when you do cook with the oil, it does leave behind the coconut taste. So if you have an aversion to that, then you're better off switching over to your olive oil for cooking. But the one thing, though, that coconut oil is very good for is putting it on your skin. It is a very good moisturizer. And you can use that instead of lotion if you want because you're using the organic virgin, so you're not getting any chemicals, any pesticides, any heavy metal residues, nothing. It's just pure, and it will moisturize your skin very, very well. And speaking of moisture and lotion, Dr. Condroit, you say here a lotion can reverse years of damage to your eyes. What is that?
Well, there is a lotion. A combination of DMSA, which is a chelating agent, and glutathione. This was developed by Dr. Dietrich Klinghart for treating autistic children who have elevated mercury levels. So it's one way, if someone does not want to have intravenous therapy, of removing heavy metals from the body. So it is a lotion you could put on your skin. It does have some drawbacks. It's extremely smelly. It smells like a strong sulfur odor, and it is quite expensive. So most people will go to oral chelating agents or intravenous or rectal suppositories. There are ways of introducing a chelating agent that can eliminate these heavy metals. Of course, there are many foods that can help chelate. You know, vitamin C is a great chelator of heavy metals. And my favorite is cilantro. Cilantro as an herb is just wonderful. It crosses the blood-brain barrier. And if you do have heavy metal toxicity, putting a lot of cilantro in your soup, cilantro pesto, putting in your salad. And I tell a lot of my patients, start growing it on your windowsill. It grows like a weed. And you'll always have a good, fresh, organic source to help detoxify your body.
Yeah, another thing I like to use, another supplement that I like to use for detoxification is for spirulina. I think that one works really well, too.
Spirulina is excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. So we have got to take a minute here to do the philosophy tip of the day because it's something that we do every show, and my listeners just, you know.
And now the Michelle Bonds philosophy tip of the day.
Okay, the philosophy tip of the day does come again from the St. Germain Foundation, and this is from the I Am Discourses, but it is done by the Ascended Master, the Great Divine Director. And this is what the Great Divine Director talks about as far as manifestation. And we've been talking about your I Am Presence, where it is. It's above you and within your heart, and that you need to step aside and let your I Am Presence come in and take over so that you can manifest the life that you dream. And this is what he says. Beloved ones, suppose your outer need is great. So long as your attention is on it, how can it be dissolved? That is what is the matter. Your attention has been too much on the condition instead of the presence, which dissolves it. So as you become aware of that, just as you broke the chain, say, Mighty I Am Presence, I am not going to get in the way anymore. Everything is in your hands. Take command of my mind and my body and of my world. So there you go. And this is something that we've been trying to say, that everybody tries to say as coaches to people, to our clients, and to people who listen. We'll tell anybody who'll listen that you need to get out of the way and let your higher power come in, and you need to stop focusing on what you don't want in your life. Because the minute you focus on what you don't want in your life, or what appearances seem to be, what appears to be real, which is really not real, which is an illusion, that's where all your attention goes, and that's what you'll keep manifesting. So step away, say no to appearances, and let your I Am Presence or your higher power come through and work for you. All righty. Now, real quickly, Dr. Condroit, can you tell us a 10-second test that can save your sight?
Well, I would say take a deep breath and relax. And it goes along with what you were talking about. You know, disease comes from inside of our body. Most of us are searching for a cure outside of our body. I'm sick because I have a yeast infection. I'm sick because of this. They blame externally. But I'm a firm believer you take a deep breath and you try to heal your body from inside. And when you heal yourself inside, the outer universe will manifest itself and you'll have much clearer vision and happier vision.
Well, there you go. You just confirmed what I just said. Yes. So, Dr. Condroit, we have to go here soon. Real quickly, can you tell people how to get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me by going to my website, healingtheeye.com, all one word, healingtheeye.com. I have a wonderful free webinar that talks about the 10 essentials to save your sight. And if you're interested in purchasing my book, you can get it on Amazon.com, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. You can also get it through my website or call our office at 800-430-9328, 800-430-9328.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Dr. Condroit. It's been a pleasure, and I've learned a lot, and I'm sure the listeners have as well.
And I've learned a lot from you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. And I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in and listening to us today. You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality. For more information about me and how I can help you live the life that you want to, you can visit me at themichellebondshow.com. Also, I've got a Facebook page if you want to like it and get updates as to what's going on. You can go to facebook.com/Michelle Bond Show, without the Michelle Bond Show. So stay tuned, you guys, have for next week, and you guys have a great, prosperous week. Many blessings to you all. Goodbye.
You've been listening to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenge. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities.
Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Visit themichellebondshow.com for more information.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.